Senator Woodsum, Representative Barry, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Technology. My name is Kim Irvin Tucker, and I'm the legal counsel for the Maine Lobstering Union, also known as Local 207 of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. That's the I in the IMLU. We speak in favor of 1262, and respectfully for those who think that this is a state effort to crush local a local project, we would like to say that this is a statewide project. This has statewide impacts. And in the materials I've provided you, I wanted to put this in perspective. We as lobstermen literally feel like we are at full-time assault from various wind projects. These include taking the Green Line, which would take hydropower from Quebec, wind power from Aroostook County, down in a line through Penobscot Bay, burying it where they're and disturbing long-buried mercury that Mallinckrodt dumped there, and then taking that 220 miles to Massachusetts. Then there's the Atlantic Link. I have pictures of the Atlantic Link there as well. That would be coming over from the far east of Maine, going all the way down, and again taking the power from Maine and Canada to Massachusetts. This is another example of that sort of bait and switch, where we build main power plants and main turbines, and instead the power is taken elsewhere. I asked somebody from Green Line, why don't you put those turbines in Massachusetts if you need it in Massachusetts? His answer was, well, people don't want it there. They'll sue us. So I guess they think we can tolerate it here or we won't sue them. The problem we have here is in 2011, an environmental assessment was done, rather than an environmental impact statement, for a very small test for 2 years of a project that had no subsea cabling. If you look at the 2011 EA from the Department of Energy, it specifically says the proposed project would not connect to the power grid, and there would be no subsea transmission cable associated with the project. That's no longer the case. And why that's very important is the discussion I heard several years ago in front of the Zone D Lobster Council, the one and only time University of Maine came there to discuss this, they talked about taking a cable from the turbines to Bristol. That would be covering going across canyons as opposed to following the contours of the bottom and taking it due north up the St. George River where it could be buried and not disrupt lobstering. Instead, they're taking it in a path that will disrupt the lobster grounds of hundreds of lobstermen. And
10 seconds, Ms. Tucker.
And be clear that lobstering in the area of a buried subsea cable, buried or unburied, is a crime in Maine. It is a Class D felony for which you can have your license suspended or lost.
Thank you for your testimony. I have to ask this question, even though I'm trying very hard not to ask questions. I appreciate all the information coming to us from everyone that's testified. But this is the first time that we've seen the Maine Lobstermen Union testify on a bill before this committee. And it was stated by Captain Eaton earlier that the Gulf of Maine is the fastest warming body of ocean in the world. That's a grave concern, I know, for most lobstermen. Why is it only in opposition to a renewable energy proposal that we've seen the union come forward?
Because we're losing too much bottom already. We do support the concept as it was originally proposed that there would be smaller wind turbines off the coast of Monhegan and providing power to the island. We absolutely supported that because there would be no loss of bottom to most lobstermen. And it was a logical place to put renewable energy because it's servicing an area that would be much better served by wind power potentially than taking dirty fossil fuels out there and running the risk of oil spills and diesel spills and all the rest of that. So we supported that project. But because this has been a bait and switch where they keep moving the goalpost to this ever larger, more industrial project and ignoring the concerns that were raised at Zone D. When they raised the concern about the path for the cable, they were told by the representative of University of Maine at that time, that decision's been made.
I guess I'm not asking you to reiterate your previous testimony, but simply to I want to invite you to come and testify on other bills that move us forward with respect to clean energy. We've had lots of bills on solar. We will have others as well. Please feel free to come by and testify on other bills as well.
We very much would welcome that opportunity. And the reason this is the first time, our union's only existed about 3 years, and we're becoming much more active in the legislature. We had three of our members of our Marine Resources Committee here, so we've gotten much more active. But thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Representative Cooper?
Thank you. As legal counsel for the union, is it your opinion that an environmental impact statement study is required now that the size of the project has changed?
Absolutely. I go into detail in that, Representative Cooper, in my written testimony. There is absolutely no possibility under the National Environmental Policy Act that this should have gotten anything less than an EIS if it had been evaluated as what the project currently stands. If this is an AC or a DC cable changes the impact on lobsters, DC cables are not well investigated scientifically yet, but they can disrupt the ability of creatures that use geomagnetic fields to navigate, like lobsters, like alvers. It can disrupt their ability to navigate the bottom. So these paths that go sort of north and west that take up more bottom instead of being buried and taken up northerly so that it can be buried under the sea has a tremendous impact on those sorts of things, none of which was studied because no grid connection was supposed to be there. So the original EA does not address any of this and must.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.